The chair lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow, the senator from Michigan, held a teleconference call with the media on Monday afternoon as she prepares to take her Senate Agriculture Committee's farm bill proposal to the floor of the Senate. She says, "We're ready to roll."
I can't specifically tell you whether we're going to be able to go directly to the bill or a cloture motion, and if so, when, but we are fully prepared this week and fully anticipate moving forward and have commitment from Senator Reid to move forward this week. So we are very optimistic.
She told one media member that, yes, indeed, there are adequate votes to defeat cloture.
Yeah, that's not in question. It's, these days in the Senate, there are larger issues involved with the leaders in terms of negotiating other bills coming up and so on. But yes, we have the 60 votes to proceed.
Ms. Stabenow says that this particular measure is a big reform piece of legislation. It has major changes in it.
In our judgment, this represents the most significant reform in agricultural policy in decades. It reduces the deficit by $23 billion, and as my good friend, the chairman of the Budget Committee, would say, that's real cuts. That's not smoke and mirrors. It's real cuts. It's real reform. Bottom line in the reforms is that the era of direct payments is over. We're not going to be paying farmers for crops they don't grow, and we're not going to be paying farmers when they're already doing very well.
And it's not just for agricultural producers, farmers and ranchers, but there's advantages in it for consumers as well.
And we also are protecting families from sudden spikes in food prices. When we look at the fact that we have the safest food supply, the most dependable and affordable food supply in the world, this is a very important part of the construct when we are looking at reform in food and farm policy.
Now, in the commodity title, the key element is the so-called ARC program, or some people call it shallow loss. There are a lot of groups that don't like it. Many groups do. She says, though, that it is a good piece of policy. It's equitable across all the major crops, her contention.
And interestingly, we have a report that shows that the ARC program would have provided approximately the same level of price protection for virtually all of our commodities, except rice, which would, in fact, have received more support.
All in all, she says this is a good, fair farm bill proposal.
I'm feeling very optimistic, very confident about the work product that we have brought from committee, strong bipartisan support, a lot of bipartisan work. Our goal is not to guarantee groups the same amount of taxpayer money they've gotten in the last farm bill. It's about ensuring their risk, giving them tools to work with, making sure nobody loses the farm because of a few days of bad weather or market conditions outside their control.
As for some questions that she took from various members of the media, she indicated there are no changes in the committee product, at least as of yet.
We've not made changes as of this point. I have been in discussions. In fact, I was on a call with a wide variety of rice growers last week. For a significant amount of time, they certainly were just asking us to continue the current program. Now, I felt we had a very good meeting conversation last week about working within the ARC program that we've established, and we told them we're open to ideas.
She acknowledges there are differences right now in the direction that the House is going and the way that the Senate has gone to this point. She says we'll do our bill, the House will do their thing with Congressman Lucas, and then we'll conference.
I think it's common knowledge that there is a different approach in the House. Chairman Lucas and we have a great relationship, great respect for one another. There is a different approach. We'll work that out in conference committee. No question about that.
One media member asked about conservation compliance for crop insurance. Ms. Stabenow says no.
Conservation continues to be linked to everything in the commodity title. Mm-hmm. It is not currently linked in crop insurance, and we would not link it going forward. And so the agreement, and this is, of course, about negotiation. This is about coming together in a bipartisan way to be able to create a reform bill. And, you know, I'm supporting what we agreed to.
How long will the process on the floor take? Well, that's a good question.
This is the Senate. You know, we expect that we could have a lot of different kinds of amendments. We're working through amendments, certainly on with our Democratic colleagues. We have, I think, identified the most of the universe of possible amendments. We're looking, waiting to hear from our Republican colleagues, and certainly, you know, as with anything, because it does not have to be germane to the bill on the floor, we could see certainly outliers coming forward. But we'll address them one at a time. We'll negotiate with the leadership. We'll negotiate, and we'll do our best. We're going to be fair, but we want a bill done. So we're going to be open and fair, but in the end analysis, if somebody's trying to just obstruct and stop the bill from moving forward, then we'll deal with that.
Chairwoman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, the Honorable Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, getting ready to tackle the Senate floor on the 2012 Farm Bill proposal that her committee has passed out. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.